Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome back. Welcome home. We are in our new bunker.
Yes.
Let's talk about that as I'm trying to get my papers situated. We are also not recording. We are recording clearly.
I was going to say, what do you think we're doing?
We better hit that button, Kim.
Right? It's red. It's going. It's going.
We're halfway through this and it's not recording. We're not filming again because we haven't figured out how to set that up yet.
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
We will. And we're going to have the neon set up. But our studio is coming along very nicely.
It is.
In our bunker.
I have to say I'm a little bit on the stressed side just
no.
because I know.
You
just because just
that
because
pill not working.
Right. Just because we have been moving this and now that my daughter's gonna be moving in, I'll be having to do things at home. So I'm kind of a little overwhelmed with everything that's going on at once. And it's like, oh my God, how am I going to get all of this stuff done before?
I hate moving.
But at least after all the moving is done, it's going to be a little bit less stressful.
It will.
Oh, yeah.
You know? It will. I'm because just a little overwhelmed right now.
One big positive side about our bunker, and our listener that's listening right now will learn about this.
We're 10 feet underground right now.
Yeah. We are legitimately underground. Mm-hmm. We are underground. And the nice thing about this being underground is we still have very high ceilings. Mm-hmm. It's not dark and dingy.
Nope. We have a window it's not, in it's this kind of one. Nice.
Yeah. So out the window, there's like a window well so we can actually see out. We have some light, although Kim made us close the blinds.
That's because I didn't want to be blinded while I was trying to look at you.
Bless your heart. But also, I think what we should do is make a little video once we get everything unpacked, and we'll put it on Patreon, a little walkthrough of the bunker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite things is that we have our own bathroom down here. Mm-hmm.
That is definitely my favorite thing.
We do not have
to
share it with an entire building, because in our last space, there was 10 offices, mm-hmm. and we had to share one bathroom.
When Josh and I was here the other day, was unpacking stuff, I'm like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. And he's like, no, me first. And I'm like, get away from me.
You go up the stairs.
That's hilarious.
I think my favorite part is the sectional sofa that we can now ride on.
It's huge, too. We have like a grand room. We have to figure out a good name for it.
The grand room.
And now it's got to be something Scooby-Doo themed.
Yeah, we'll think of something. But we have this huge room, and there's this huge sofa.
A little bitty sectional. Kitchenette type thing.
Yeah. And we have a bunch of, we have all the trophies. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, it's so nice so far.
Nice big screen TV.
Yeah.
In case we wanted to take a break and watch something.
We can VR.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We could. There's a lot of stuff down here. And in the back corner, we have two rooms. One of them is our new Mystery Ink studio, and the other one is my studio for my other shows. So it's really nice so far.
The only thing I miss about the old office is just the cute daddies that went to the barber right next to us. My desk faced right out the window. I love seeing them. They'd all come in with baseball hats mm-hmm. and leave.
And your neck will break every time Ooh. Watching them walk down the hallway.
I'm really going to miss the tees because they were not going to be right next to the tee.
I am.
Being able to walk to lunch.
Your wallet won't miss it.
No.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I won't miss it because I'll save $10 a day.
Right.
Yeah, Yeah, my wallet's not going to miss it. I told Josh when we were at lunch, because it was the last one that we probably will get to do, that I have a little cooler. I'm going to start packing me a lunch meat sandwich and some chips. And
I already got honey buns in my locker.
Josh's locker is going to be full of snacks.
Yeah.
I don't really have blood sugar issues. That's just
I know where to go when mine gets low.
I do that too.
That's hilarious.
Josh, like where did you get your little Golden Girls things?
Oh, that's cute.
What are they, thimbles? What are they?
They're little hand puppet thing. Oh, you put them on your fingers.
Did I get you that?
Close acquaintance of yours did.
Yeah. I remember that.
That was part of my Christmas present.
I like it.
My fingers are so delicate and feminine, though. They're much, much too large for my dainty fingers.
Speaking of dainty fingers.
Oh. Josh, we covered your hole in the past episode. Right. Oh, boy.
If you've ever watched one of our videos, you know that we have tiles on the walls, and we have been working hard on bringing these tiles down.
My fingers are ripped open.
They're awful.
I have fingerprints.
Yeah, I'm not going to have fingerprints left after messing with those things because the adhesive is so aggressive.
Right.
As Maya would put it, an aggressive seatbelt. So that's such aggressive.
Finta fun. Oh.
One of the things that we learned while we were moving, and I feel like we should let our listeners know this, because you never know what situation they might be in. But Kim, her battery is going out. And I'm just going to let that lay flat for a moment.
My battery?
Your battery is going out in your key fob.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
In her car.
Mm-hmm. I was like, she's always burning through batteries.
I was like, honey, I just changed my batteries. Thank you.
Did you change it in your key fob?
No,
I didn't. Priorities.
Priorities. Exactly.
So one day she's like, I got to change that key fob or my car's not going to work. And I told her, and our listener who's listening needs to know this, that if your key fob is the thing that starts your car, mm-hmm. if the battery goes out and you're having problems, just use the key fob and use the tip of that key fob. And where you normally push the button to start your car, just push it with that little key fob and it will start your car. The little chip in the key fob will start the car for you. So I want our list. It's just a public service announcement. And why dealerships or car places do not share that information? Yeah,
they should definitely. Yeah.
They want you to go there to
fix it. Yeah. Well, one time I had gotten a rental car. And this is such an embarrassing story. I got a rental car. It was like a Toyota Camry, I don't know. And I went to get gas. And I was at this gas station. I couldn't figure out how to open the stupid gas.
I've done that before. Door.
And I was like, oh my God. Like I went to the back of it and the whole thing had no little like place to put my finger.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like pushing on it and there's no way for it to just to pop out. And I embarrassingly just sat in the car thinking, I can't drive away. I am out of gas.
YouTube.
Yeah. So I got on my phone and I like Googled like this car and like where the thing is. And it said like down at the very base of the seat, there is
a little latch.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, first off, why would the rental place not have shared that with me?
Right.
I have never driven this vehicle before. Why would I have known this? Thank God I had a cell phone service right there. Because I seriously, that was a last resort for me to Google something. I was searching all over. I looked in the glove box.
The look on your face.
I looked underneath to the left of where the steering wheel is.
Yeah.
I looked for like where some buttons are. I looked everywhere. And I thought, does this take gas?
What else would it run on?
Willpower.
I don't know. Do you just have to get a new car?
Are you sure you didn't check to make sure that it didn't have a hole in the floorboard so you could be like Fred Flintstone?
Yabba dabba doo.
That was a good time for you, Kim, wasn't it?
A stone age.
That was your first car, wasn't it, Kim?
No, it was not.
She lost her virginity.
My first car was a Cavalier.
Ooh.
She'd give it away for a quarter, wouldn't you, Kim? Have you guys been keeping up with the news? Do you guys
never.
I do.
I'm sure you do, Kim. And by the time our listeners hear this is going to be old news. But I want to know from you guys, if you guys, like what your belief is on this. Or if you care, Or if you don't, like, I want to know what your belief is. So for both of you, what's your opinion on this whole Princess Kate's disappearance?
Oh, I could
and that AI shits. Photo. So Josh doesn't care
and
at all.
You know me, I'm obsessed with the royal family. Yeah, I'm that's like, why she had surgery. She's recovering. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
People are like going down the rabbit hole.
They are really giving her a hard time. And when she did the whole AI photo, like, boy, there, I mean, whoop, you talk about someone nuts. Making a mistake. And what's funny about that is, like, you can kind of tell that, I think, in my own personal opinion, she was like, okay, well, they want a photo, and I don't feel good enough to give them a photo, right. So I'm just going to use this
to give them a photo. She even went on there that said, you know, I took this photo, and I'm an amateur photographer, so I edited it to make it look nicer.
Yeah, and you can use, like, AI photos.
Yeah.
Like, there's an AI feature in Photoshop, so you can, you know,
we all edit
photos.
Stuff on Instagram for our 10 followers. God knows I would if I knew billions of people would be seeing it.
Right, I would be changing everything. I would look like Dwayne Johnson.
All of that whole thing taught me is people have way too much free time and not enough hobbies.
I know.
Like,
I
put
know.
The phone down and walk outside. Touch grass.
I can't
touch
grass. I can't help but feel bad for them because they don't have any kind of
personal space.
Personal space, yes.
For her, I don't feel so bad.
Words are hard.
She knew what she was signing up for, when, you know.
I mean, I get it. Yes, she did. And the royal family knows, you know, that they're in the media so much. But they still, to a point, should have a personal life.
Right. I think that's why Princess Diana had such depression and everything.
I have no doubt.
She was the most photographed person in the entire world. I'm sure now the Kardashians have beat her. But.
Well, you know, I have seen where she died, where Princess Diana got killed. I saw that in Paris.
That was, I just recently finished The Crown. And
They have eternal flame on top of the bridge. Yeah.
I cried when I was like in kindergarten or first grade, and I remember crying because she was a real life princess. Mm-hmm.
I took a picture of the Eternal Flame. If I remember, I'll post it on Patreon.
I think that she was just so relatable. Mm-hmm. She was normal acting, sort of, and I think that's why everybody loved her so much. And she had such a good heart. She had so many charities and stuff that she would, you know, the AIDS and
she
and
was
all
the
of
first
things.
One to physically touch someone with AIDS and hey, it doesn't spread with touch, you dumbass.
Yeah. I remember when she died and I cried too because you just felt like you knew her because she was just so relatable, I think.
Even the queen bowed at the funeral.
I saw that.
And the queen's never supposed to bow to anyone.
No, and that was a huge thing for them.
Yeah.
Huge
thing. They didn't
thing.
Put that flag up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until Kim and I watched The Crown.
Yeah. Well, I lived through it. I remember it too. I was a lot older than you.
Oh, yeah.
I need to watch The Crown.
Amber was two? I think she was two.
Oh, no, I wasn't there.
No, she wasn't. She was just a baby. She was a year old. And when she died, and of course, you know, there's so many hours ahead of us or whatever, I stayed up all night long and watched everything on her funeral. And then I think I slept like an hour before Amber was awake. And then I was up all day until she took a nap, then I took a nap. But yeah, I stood up through the whole thing.
When we're in England, I wish we could go see her grave, but I don't believe it's open.
No,
it's private.
It's private.
On like an island too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I think is funny is that, like, you know, so many people was obsessed with the whole Princess Kate, where she at thing. And in my thought, I think that, like, eventually some PR place for the royals was like, okay, Kate, girl, you're going to have to say something, do something.
They're wilding out with Nick Cannon.
Yeah, they think you're going to be out in the garden underneath a rock, right. You know? Like, you're going to have to do something.
It's ridiculous.
And I think Kate was like, all right, let's go shopping. So then that whole photo of her out there shopping randomly
Look,
shows
I'm
up.
Look, I'm alive and well.
Yeah, right. This is me.
I mean, I have been through surgery. I know it takes you a good 6 weeks to recover.
Yeah,
right?
And when I don't feel good, I don't want to be out in public.
Especially when you know everyone's going to be taking pictures of you.
Because when they go out in public, they have to put their makeup on and they have to look real pristine and... After surgery, you do not. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes you at least 3 weeks to start feeling decent.
I remember with Princess Diana and then with Kate, right as soon as they give birth, like the day of, they have to go stand outside the building where they have the baby. It's not like a hospital. It's like a special building that they do it in. And like stand right out there with the baby still, you know, cut open and leaking and everything.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad for them. They have to present them to the public within a certain number of hours after they're born.
Horse and pony show. Ugh.
I'm, in one hand, I feel bad, but in the other hand, they do get to live a good life.
I know. I would
look at all the nice things they get and the nice palaces, and
I would give up my freedom for those crowns and gowns. Oh.
I know. I've seen the royal jewels.
Oh, you biscuit.
B word. You not very
we
nice.
We could
thing.
Do that if when we go.
Tower of London. True. Yes, please.
Oh, it's so nice. I love the Tower of London. It's I'll a lot walk of walking, around there with
my crystals and see if we can conjure up some royal spirits.
That is if I get to go.
Crazy history.
I don't know if I'm going to go.
Well, if you start serving some biscuits and gravy out by the corner, maybe you'll
start standing on the corner.
There you go.
If we just get 10,000 patrons a month, all for $1.
That's it. That's all we need.
I know. You need to do another challenge, Kim, sometime.
Another GoFundMe page?
another GoFundMe page.
Oh, yeah, another challenge.
You didn't have a GoFundMe page. Oh,
we could. What?
You have to. One that leads up to the blanket challenge.
If we get 10,000 patrons, I'll show you my hole.
The largest hole known to mankind.
I'm already giving it out for free. Might as well make
we'll have to think of something.
It'll lead up to you giving out the blanket. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Well, the blanket was going to go to somebody that was going to win it.
Well, what was the last challenge?
The last written one, in stone. We can change it.
The last one was we had to have 10 new Patreons to do the sleepover.
10 new Patreons to do the sleepover. Well, why don't we do, we have to have 15 new Patreons, and we will do, people had already voted on Patreon for us to do our next live event. What was that? Do you remember?
It was a game night.
Okay, so once we get 15 new Patreons, when this episode goes out, we'll schedule the game night. And we'll give away the blanket.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, man. Am I going to have it done by then?
You better.
Well, it's almost done.
That reminds me. I put a reminder. Get passport.
Those flowers are going to take a little while to sew them on. Yeah.
Do you have your passport, Kim?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because we went on that cruise. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you forgot to remind me to bring it so that we could go to the post office.
That's right. Okay, so I also have some tea for you.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Let me grab my tea.
I learned this today and I thought, well, thank God we're recording. So while Kim and I were in Texas, the ATF was right here in our little town.
What?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
What is the ATF?
Josh, you don't listen to me. The ATF is the
alcohol, tobacco, firearms.
Yeah, they're the people who came in to that cult.
David Koresh.
Yeah, and took all his guns. Remember the whole shootout?
Okay.
The ATF.
And that was ATF.
They're the federal agency that comes in and takes your guns if you do something stupid that you're not supposed to when you're dealing with guns.
I did not know that. I'm glad that exists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So while Kim and I were in Texas, oddly enough, while we were near the whole David Koresh thing, the ATF comes right here to our hometown of Wabash. And the ATF agents show up and they raid a home. They raid this house here in town. They were manufacturing the second most automated pistol thingies. They were creating, like, with a 3D printer, they were making these little things that you could use when you have a pistol, and it would make the pistol automatic.
An automatic. Oh my God.
And the ATF had been investigating for a long time to figure out where these people were doing it out of, because this was the second highest manufacturer in the country or in the world. And so they figured out that it was these people here in our town of Wabash. God. In this small town.
Did you know that they had been to the town just north of me? The small town that Josh used to work in?
No.
Yes, they was there. Oh, man. It's been many years ago. There was a gun shop in town and he wasn't doing all the paperwork that he should have been. And they were finding guns on people that were doing crimes and stuff. And they raided him. I have pictures of the whole thing.
Oh, shit. I, you nosy ass. I love it.
No shit.
I love it.
Kim's like laying outside. No, listen.
I had my camera and my telephoto lens. No, seriously, I did. And I went, there was two, see, there was the a road that the gun shop was on. There was an alley on this side of it, on the right side of it. And an alley on the left side of it. And I would go down the alley and come around and come down the other alley and take pictures the whole way. Oh, I went like two or three times to take pictures of the ATF. Hey, that was a big deal in our little bitty town. And it was the same thing for here.
This reminds me, one time Kim and I were driving out somewhere and we started listening to, like, we were listening to the 911 dispatch for the county that she lives in. And they were talking about this guy who had went and shot up something.
Yeah.
And they were chasing him down. They chased him down to this farmhouse. And they were trying to get him to come out of this barn. And Kim and I are like, oh, my God, we know exactly where that is. And we're like, well, when we get back, if he's still there, we're going to drive out there and watch.
Oh, God.
And we were clear on the other side of Ohio. Yeah. They had him long before we ever even hit the Indiana line. Yeah, he had shot a neighbor.
Yeah.
And then he shot one and murdered one, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh. And because it was in the Wapahani school district, they put the schools on lockdown. And Emily was working at the school at that time. So we were on our way back and she wanted us to listen to make sure, to see number one, where it was at, how close it was to the school. And, you know, she wanted to know what was going on. So she was texting. Shane and I was listening to the scanner on my phone and was reporting back to Emily to let her know where, you know, it's far away from the school.
It was so entertaining, though.
This reminds me, dear listeners, we almost lost our Kim this past week. If you've seen the news, you've, I'm sure, heard of the tornado that touched down between... It went from Selma to Winchester, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Shane and I have mentioned we went to high school there in Selma. Well, Kim lives between Selma and Winchester. It was probably, what, a mile from you?
It was about four miles from me.
I was scared to death. I texted Kim. I was like, are you alive?
Yeah. Oh. And actually, it briefly touched down right outside of farmland in that big cemetery. That's right outside of farmland.
Yeah.
Done a lot of damage. Aww. A lot. Ooh. Not only to trees, but also to stones.
That's sad.
And actually, my friend that lives in Ohio, his parents' stone got damaged. Mm. And
that's strong winds.
Yeah. And it took the barn across from my aunt's house, Aunt Kathy's. And then it lifted back up and it hit Winchester. It took the Taco Bell, a Goodwill store. The nursing home, yeah, a bunch of houses. They categorized it as an EF3,
yeah,
but it was within like 3 mile an hour to be in a four.
Yeah, it was like 130 something mile per hour wind. Yeah. And
it was big.
It was on the ground for over 30 minutes, which is long for a tornado.
Yeah. Well, it went up and down. It went up. It formed like just on the east side of Muncie. And the first place that it hit was Selma, and then it lifted back up and went over Parker, touched down in farmland, and lifted back up and went over to Winchester. And actually, it touched down two or three times in Winchester.
It went over to Ohio, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there was another one. It touched down in Ohio, too.
And
I think they said Selma, it was like 30, all in all, from the time it formed until the time it dissipated, it was like 30 miles.
In Selma, it hit around the area that Emily used to teach at the school, right?
Yes. Yeah. It did, right down the road right beside it. It didn't damage the school, but it took a garage that they had just built.
Oh.
I went to Selma Tuesday. My
sorry.
Kim's getting worked up.
No, it's from talking.
You quit sucking.
No, right?
That's... At least if you're good at it. Little gluck, gluck, what do they call it? Gluck, gluck, 5,000?
sorry, as I heard that sound in a long time.
Oh my god!
I put my heart into everything I do.
Is that mic wet?
a little moist. All right. Well, I went there on Tuesday. My godson had a band thing at the high school, and I pulled a cam and we drove through the town. Mm-hmm.
They actually have it open now.
Yeah.
I've seen that they had the road closed signs, and you can get through Winchester now too. So the school that you guys went to, I don't know if you knew it, but they're going to state for basketball. Mm-hmm. They won semi-state 2 days after the tornado hit there.
I saw that, but I could care less. Sports. So.
I mean, what's that? We have always been huge rivals because we're right next to each other, you know, but the community needs that win. Mm-hmm. I would really like to see them win it.
Sports are so astounding to me. I'd be like, you think basketball's going to make me feel better? I get it though. You know, the sense of community and just like churches and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's good to have camaraderie.
I couldn't believe how many people they would have come and donate time and
they got it cleaned up quickly.
Yeah, they did. And I went over to the dollar store one day and bought a bunch of shampoo and deodorant and personal items and stuff and donated it to people that needed it.
Good.
That was nice of you.
I try.
Yeah, I saw the Muncie Mapco is selling Selma t-shirts and part of the proceeds go to help them.
Mm. Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't live there anymore.
There's a lot of things going on that's for them.
Well, I hope any listeners in that area, hope you all doing well. You made it out safe. And
right.
You can always rebuild bigger and better.
Yep. Now, most importantly, how is the pies? Because that's where Wick's Pies is.
Oh, they're
based.
Fine.
Yeah, as far as I know, they're fine.
That's and the most important thing.
So is El Caritone. El Caritone.
Oh, good. Mexican restaurant.
It was right. Yeah. It was right across the road from Goodwill. So I don't know, which I have never seen it in any kind of pictures, and I was looking too.
Yeah, like,
I've seen hundreds
that?
And hundreds of pictures of the devastated area, and I've never seen one picture of it, so it must be fine.
Take the Taco Bell, but leave the good Mexican restaurant, please.
Right. Yeah. That was God answering the prayer.
Yeah. Yeah, as far as I know, the Wick's Pies is fine too.
Thank God. But
it was a little farther south than there. I have a couple blocks.
I'd sell my right testicle for one of their sugar cream pies right now. Which I didn't know was another Midwestern thing.
Yeah, it is.
Like the pork tenderloin sandwich.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to have no clues when we say Wick's Pies.
Puppy chow and sugar cream pies, Midwestern. Who knew? Out there, people have never had puppy chow, and I feel bad for them.
Right. Now I'm hungry.
I know.
Yeah, if you go to the
snacks in my locker.
If you go to the freezer section, you might be able to find a Wick's pie in their sugar cream pie or the bust.
It came from Winchester.
Yep, came from Winchester.
You can even buy their pie crust. That's my cheat when I make pies now.
I'm not sure how. Crust. Yeah, I'm not sure how broad they ship to.
Good question.
I don't know.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
All right, Josh, you want to give us your mystery for today?
Yes. My mystery today is probably the most famous and most hunted cryptid and one of my favorites. He is tall, quiet, hairy, and has a huge pair of feet. No, I'm not talking about Hugh Jackman. Today's mystery monster is known as Bigfoot, or sometimes called Sasquatch, yet he never complains. You know I found some Bigfoot jokes. I snuck them in all throughout here. For hundreds of years, legends have circulated about a mysterious and elusive creature that haunts the forest of British Columbia, the Himalayan mountains, and beyond. The bipedal primate has been the subject of countless sightings and stories. I've seen hundreds of the shows where they go try to find Bigfoot and Discovery Channel, whatever. I know all that's just bullcrap mostly. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to look up the origins of the legend of Bigfoot and the backstory of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Despite some skepticism, many people remain convinced that this creature exists and continue to search for proof. With such a rich history of sightings and legends, it's hard to deny that something may indeed be lurking in the woods. In 1811, British explorer David Thompson discovered a set of footprints that were attributed to the mythical creature. While this sighting is considered the first well-known encounter with the creature, it is also important to note that Bigfoot holds a sacred place in the beliefs of West Coast First Nations people. In particular, the Stehalies community, who have called the Harrison River Valley home for over 10,000 years and hold the creature in high esteem. The Stehalies pass down stories and songs about Sasquatch, a shape-shifting creature that protects both the land and its people. Sasquatch is, of course, the English version of Sasquatch, which means hairy man. Ooh. In the picture daddy in my head. In the Stehalies upriver dialect, and it is derived from the majestic Sasquatch Tell Mountain, where the legendary creatures are believed to gather. Bigfoot became popular in 1958 when the news media reported about Ray Wallace, a road contractor working in Northern California, who discovered giant footprints near his work site and made plaster casts of them. Since then, hundreds of similar footprints and a few handprints have been reported. However, most are believed to have been made by bears, and the rest of them, most of them, are fakes. Even one of Ray Wallace's relatives later found carved wooden feet matching some of the footprint cast he claimed to have found, and the rest remain unexplained. In October 1967, Roger Patterson and Bob Gilman ventured into the woods to search for Bigfoot. They went near the place where Wallace had found his Bigfoot tracks, and while in Bluff Creek, they claimed to have seen a creature walking through a clearing, and they managed to film a short sequence from about 80 feet. The movie is pretty grainy and challenging to interpret, but it clearly displays something unlike any known animal inhabiting the region. While some consider this indisputable evidence that Bigfoot exists, others believe that it is merely a person dressed in a gorilla suit. I'm pretty sure everybody has seen that footage at some point, the grainy Bigfoot clomping around. And I personally believe that that one is fake. Mm. Could you imagine the fun if we had, if we could convince you to go walking in the woods in a Bigfoot suit?
Yeah, I think that one's fake too.
And while most sightings are fake, that doesn't mean I don't believe the Sasquatch isn't real. There is a theory that the origins of the legends about Bigfoot could be traced back to an extinct giant ape called
Tony.
It's a 10-mile long word.
I know. I hate that.
Called Gigantolopithecus. Fossils of this ape have been discovered in Southeast Asia, and it is possible that early humans and the great ape coexisted in the same region. Some people believe that Bigfoot is a remnant branch of the giant apes that survived somehow by hiding from humans. Those who claim to have seen Bigfoot have described everything from a giant upright ape to an actually hairy human, sometimes standing over 8 feet tall and powerfully built. On average, they say that Bigfoot is between 6 to 8 feet tall and feet 18 inches or larger.
Are we sure we're not talking about Shane? Feet,
Shane? I almost brought a measuring tape, just to be like, and we found one here today.
I feel attacked right now.
That's why I didn't. I knew he'd say that. Get Kim, the net, Kim.
Kim's a troll.
I don't care.
She's been called worse.
By better.
By me. Today.
But they are covered in hair, over 8 feet tall, and powerfully built. Ugh.
How are you doing?
Squatch Daddy.
Hello.
I wonder if anyone's tried to seduce him out of the woods. I'll volunteer.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Come get me, Squatch Daddy. That's a nickname I was laughing about earlier. The pursuit of Bigfoot persists with unwavering dedication from organizations committed to its study and groups tirelessly scouring the Northwest woods in search of that elusive proof. It is believed that a network of tunnels exist under a lot of the United States, which allows the creatures to hide, travel, and even live undetected. My personal favorite conspiracy theory about Sasquatch is that they are living in an alternate dimension and have the ability to slide into ours, which would also explain their mysterious disappearances. Now, when I say it's my favorite conspiracy, I'm not saying I believe it. I just find it the most entertaining. Also, according to folklore, spotting a Sasquatch is considered a fortunate event and a sign of good luck. If you have a chance to see the Sasquatch, hear its sounds, or notice its footprints, you can expect good fortune to come your way. And that is because the Sasquatch is personally making sure you know its presence and reminding you to follow the rules. The rules referring to the agreement between humans and Sasquatch to coexist in harmony with nature. The creatures rely on the land to survive and are considered basically an avatar of nature itself. One more little fact about Bigfoot. Some legends say that Bigfoot can grow up to 15 feet, but they usually just have two. Join us on Unmasked for some extra fun facts about big old Squatch Daddy. And my bless your heart for today is a little bit of a two-parter.
Okay.
Dale Schroeder, a humble carpenter from Iowa, dedicated his life to hard work and frugality. He never sought personal wealth or fame, but instead chose to use his modest means to make a difference in the lives of others after his death in 2005 at the age of 86. Dale never married, had any children, and only owned two pairs of pants, one for work and one for church on Sundays. He had a humble upbringing and desired to assist individuals who, like him, faced financial constraints in pursuing higher education. By saving around $3 million worth of his Social Security checks, he provided opportunities for 33 students to graduate from college without any student debt.
Wow.
That included both men and women, all from different backgrounds, and many of them pursued careers in the field of medicine, while others became educators. The final beneficiary received the remaining $80,000 from his account and graduated in 2019 as a therapist. Dale said, "I never got the opportunity to go to college, so I'd like to help kids go to college." I give him a kindly bless your heart wherever his spirit dwells today. This is the second part of my bless your heart, just a little public service announcement I recently learned the other day. I have a soft spot in my heart for straight men like Dale who live alone. It's not often that you hear of one with a happy ending such as Dale's. I just read the other day that almost every minute there is a man who takes his life in the United States. On average, there are over 230 suicides a day, and white males account for nearly 70% of suicide deaths in 2001, and the suicide rate of black men and boys is rising steadily as well. And I know I joke a lot about straight men here, but any listening, know that you are valued. You have purpose more than you know. And that there is nothing wrong with seeking help when you need it. Don't think of crying as a weakness. It's honestly the second best release. I had it in on a joke. It was And any straight men listening who, you know, no matter what you're going through, I give you a bless your heart. We love you here. And don't forget to wash your ass. I heard a lot of you don't do that.
Or hands.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
When there's in doubt, women just that don't do that soap, too. Mm-hmm. Which I find even more disgusting. Mm-hmm. You guys have more plumbing than we do. Mm-hmm. All we get is a little dribble or a skid mark on the finger. You guys have all sorts going on down there.
Yeah.
I'm very knowledgeable on the female anatomy, even though I've never seen one in person. Except for babies coming out of them.
Terrifying.
Well, do you guys have anything else before I close out?
That's it. Close us out, Josh.
We are grateful to express our appreciation to our devoted and exceptional patrons. We hope all listeners continue to enjoy our podcast and stay tuned for more exciting upcoming episodes. Two per week now, plus Unmasked. Don't forget to follow Mystery Inc. on Instagram or join us on Patreon to hear our bonus episodes of Unmasked that we do right after Kim and I go potty. And please find us on both platforms under @itsmysteryinc. You can also join us on Facebook at Shane and Josh's Rabbit Hole so we can interact more with all of you. Surprise, Kim hasn't said nothing about that name either. So
hey, we've discussed this before. I'm not on all of you guys' podcasts, so I don't need to be on that one.
I was putting this last night, I'm surprised Kim ain't mentioned that.
And actually, we've talked about this in a last couple episodes, I think.
You're actually the whole. That's it. Where Shane and Josh and you're the whole.
There you go.
And we invite you to check out our website. It's
World's
Mystery
Second
Inc.
Deepest Hole.
But hers is wet.
It is with bottom.
Oh, my God.
Kind of stinky.
Ridiculous.
Don't forget to check out our website. It's MysteryInc.com, where you can find a wide selection of episodes, browse through our photo gallery, and get a glimpse of who and what we are. Or if you'd like one of my little dicks or Amazonite necklaces.
Or my BVDs.
Or Kim's big old BVDs. Yeah. I even put them on.
There you go.
No, they'll have my stank on them.
And don't forget our t-shirts.
Yeah, don't forget the new challenge that we just came up with during this episode. That after 15 new Patreons, after today's episode goes out, if you join, now we will make a post like we did the last time on Patreon. Mm-hmm. So join the Patreon, say that you're joining for this event. And
it's going to be a game night.
It's going to be a game night. Kim's going to give away her Mystery Inc. blanket that she's been creating since our Texas trip. It's going to be so much fun.
I really got to get it together and get that thing done.
You got to get it together. You just have to get your life together.
Well, if my boss would quit making me work so much, I might be able to do something else.
Well, just off him.
off him.
Push him down the steps, Kim.
Kill. I was I'll leave the room.
Amen.
Additionally, if you have any ideas or for mysteries or positive news for Bless Your Heart or Shane's Now, shit fire. We'd love to hear from you. And thank you all for joining us today, and bless your heart.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, and let's start our Unmasked.
Yes,
we'll
I do have to pee.
Talk to you then. Right. Bye. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.